In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. And if you have the white binder rather than the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to the first page. It says Kadampa Center Prayers. And we'll start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. On page 34.
Mune maha munaye soha te ata om mune maha munaye soha te ata
Now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantras are on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, Lapisai. So say the mantra seven times.
Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha.
And now let's read the four measurables two times in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be separate from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37, and towards the bottom of the page, you see four measurables chanting version, so let's chant that one time.
Sentienta
Yeah, angel.
And now there's two mantras below that. So let's chant Chenrezig's mantra 8 times. He's a Buddha of great compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. She symbolized enlightened activity.
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
A cat just wake up. Like me, just wake up. That's sleeping another one. all the kids, the kid came. All the kids.
Is there a program today, sir?
No,
I mean, like the kid camp is going. Oh, okay. Maybe, please, would you mind take a few minutes to introduce to yourself each other? What was the name?
Charlie.
Charlie.
Yeah, I guess.
What are you going to teach today? Charlie, you're going to teach? Yeah. You're going to teach today? Can you?
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, good. Now I really like to walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I walk around the studio.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
He likes your teaching.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Thank you. Jim.
Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, book. Chapter number five. Please talk continuously. Maybe I'm going to recite, you just visualize, okay, just visualize. Actually, this is like healing practice that you do, of course, you know, there are many different levels of mental qualities. The mental qualities that one can generate or actualize within your mind stream, such as, you know, compassion, bodhicitta. There's many realizations one could develop. We are all capable to develop those realizations within our mind stream. So therefore, these realizations are very, very critical in order to liberate ourselves from the problems for good. And therefore, this life needs to be maintain. So healthy life is important. So therefore, there are some practices that are dedicated for health, not just physical health, also mental health. So at the beginning of the class, what we recite, Medicine Buddha Mantra, that's actually like healing practice. So hard to say if somebody else, is there any benefit unless you do understand, huh? But I myself something I can say it proudly that I do every single day. So this is no medicine but a practice. So I will say there's like 7 medicine Buddha's names, so I will say them one by one. So then please, you, if you are interested, you can visualize, okay, you can visualize. Because there's like 7 medicine Buddha's, they have like different colors. So here, like, do anybody knows what are the healing color of healing energy, color of healing energies? No?
Usually green.
Huh? Green?
Not in this church.
Oh.
In the world or in the...
Yeah. So green is healing energy.
Yeah.
Color. Anybody believes in color therapy? Anybody heard about color therapy? Color therapy? color. You know, when you see colors, do we feel anything different? See different colors? Or maybe color related to the environment, like such as color related to the water or lake, or what happens when you see blue lake? Huh? Do you feel something, so you feel good? Huh?
Calm?
Yeah. No, generally speaking, the mindfulness is not fully developed. Therefore, it's hard to place all attention to something that we see, something we hear. It's hard to put all our attention to on that, what we see, because the mindfulness is not fully developed. Now, once the mindfulness is fully developed, or concentration is fully developed, yeah, there's so much you can probably get. Just seeing something, seeing like big mountains, like snow, like a lot of green, it's not just green, very, very green, and different colors. So anyway, that's what I'm asking. Do you believe in color therapy? Just wondering. No, not. It's not exam. It's not a quiz. I just wondering. Just wondering. That's all. Just wondering. So I will probably read something from here. The healing energy, the healing practice in Buddhism is not just about healing physical problems, it's also healing mental problems. Does that sound good? Mental problem? In Asia, when you say mental problem, then maybe you are crazy. I don't mean like that. No, I mean like problem of jealousy, anger, attachment, those kind of problems. How you say? Mental problem?
Emotional
problem. Emotional problem. Huh? Emotional, okay. Sounds better. Yeah, sounds better. Sounds better. I mean, problem they related to the mind, problem they created within the mind. Of course, minute any disturbance arises, peace of mind gone. So that's kind of the problem, okay? Here you don't hear much, but a lot of the physical problem, according to Tibetan medicine, which has like thousands of years of history, describe a lot of health problems, described based on mindset. Negative mindset cause, physical destructions, become like, destroy the health, physical health. So, very much the description of the Tibetan medicine or diagnosis of Tibetan medicine is very much done within the kind of mindset. The Tibetan medicine practitioner very much encouraged the patients to think something positive, something wonderful, to heal. What we call three poisons. So you see that When you go outside, there's like painting outside. It's called Wheel of Life. It's right outside the door here, there. When you go out, you see the, then the middle of the wheel, there's pig, rooster, snake. They kind of symbolize three poisons, you know, anger, attachment, ignorance. So that's how this wheel cycle of, you know, birth, aging, sicknesses, death, that's how this cycles because of these three things in the center of the wheel. For the sake of knowledge, for the sake of knowledge. You know? So I will say the name of the seven medicine Buddhas. So what you can do, if you are interested, you can visualize, above your head, you can visualize the energies, the healing energy form of first three, yellow. Okay, visualize. When I say the name and visualize, kind of dissolve into your body and purify. Okay, purify. So then, first I'll do the three, then I'll explain the fourth one, okay? just visualize, okay? These are the three, first three one. First and second, third is done. So now number four, you visualize red light.
Light red.
Light red or red light, which one, doesn't matter. Red light.
Light red.
Light red, that's how you say light red, okay. Visualize the healing energy in the form of light red, okay. So now I don't remember the last one. What the color?
Pink.
Pink, okay. Red. Blue. Dark blue. There's a main one. Oh, you see here. You see right here? That's called medicine Buddha. That's actually healing, symbolized healing energy. Right there, big one, made in Mongolia. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yata bharata yata dhagata yara hada samya sambhuta yata yata bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate rada sambhukate. So even just hearing the mantra, even just hearing the mantra will purify. So that's what you do when your pet gets sick, you know, if somebody is, you know, like sick, so you don't know what to do, so reciting this healing mantra will help. Easy to learn. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yata bharata yata dhagata yata arahate samya sambhuta yata yata bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate rancha samunga deso. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yata bharata yata dhagata yata arahate samya sambhuta yata yata bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate rancha samunga deso. Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bhindu yata bharata yata dhagata yata arahate samya sambhuta yata. Okay, Tadi bela nuri 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 zaman ni bati ya salam gua barai show sohaya. So mantra that we say in the beginning, the short one. Also, any medication you are taking, any supplement, any medication, maybe even drink any water or tree, eating any food. You know, if you say this, you know, three times, just visualize, you know, transform everything that you are consuming, everything transform into the kind of medicines. Take benefit or benefit you, okay? So then now. Today I would like to read something from here, chapter number 6, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. So, Samula, please will read in English the first stanza.
Five.
I don't know.
Guarding alertness. Those who wish to guard their practice should very attentively guard their minds. For those who do not guard their minds will be unable to guard their practice. That's the first
What do you think? So here, the English title is called practice. Love usually means commitment. Commitment, any kind of commitment that we make. You could probably say practice, but the some guys look like commitment is probably better. So, can you repeat this word, please?
Those who wish to guard their commitment should very attentively guard their minds. For those who do not guard their minds will be unable to guard their commitments.
Please think about what you think. So now question is, why guard the mind? Why? Okay, so now, second line.
In this world, unsubdued and crazed elephants are incapable of causing...
Unsubdued. And?
And crazed, like crazy, elephants.
Let's go on, maybe...
Are incapable of causing such harms as the miseries of the deepest hell, which can be caused by the unleashed elephant of my mind.
So don't worry about health, what hell, don't worry about that, don't worry. There's enough problem here, no need to think about hell. Unless it helps you, unless it benefits you, think of health, then I think it's okay to think of health. Otherwise, there's no benefit. there's enough problem here, this body, with this body, there's enough problem. So, this book has been written around?
Eighth century.
It's already been written, 8th century. So, one of the Indian masters wrote this. Back in monastery, now this is like with the commentaries. It's not the root text. Root text is probably like half of this, maybe a few hundred pages. Monastery, monks remember by heart, not these books. They memorize. So, it's part of the exam, part of the education system that a lot of memorization is required. never change message. So the why I'm reading this just to you to think about, okay? Just you to think about what Shantideva said around like now 21st century, 8th century. That's many centuries ago. Then people are struggling with their minds, not just now. Then people are having problems, not just we are the only one who's having all this mental problem. No, that's not true. This all existed. So now the second line here is the practice, how to guard your mind. So this is very important. Not that difficult to learn, so easy to learn. Okay? Second one.
Read the second one again.
Third.
Oh, third. However, if the elephant of my mind is firmly bound on all sides by the rope of mindfulness, all fears will cease to exist and all virtues will come into my hand.
So here, you know, every Sunday we get together. You know, from my personal view, it's not like learning something new. Here, you know, Sunday class is more like we learn something and how to put that into practice, day-to-day life. Because we all want to liberate from certain degrees of problems. That can be only done if we apply what we learn. It's not like, oh, what is new? Then it's just collecting information. Then you have so much information and very little practice. And then this thing will not help. You know, how do you say in English? I'm not sure. Like, called chit-chit. So that's not really good. That is like something that created by collecting so much knowledge, very little practice, create the term called chitta. That means now that mind cannot be tamed, cannot be tamed by spiritual practice. Because you have collected so much information here, nothing here really, nothing going down there, it's just very little. So to day-to-day life, you know, to think about a little bit what we learned. So, kunne tembe taba ye semje lambo tam tana jiba tamje meji jiba tamje lada onso. Please just think about, okay, what Shanti Deva said many centuries ago. So, kunne tembe taba ye, mindfulness is like rope. So your mind is like elephant. Why they label your mind as an elephant? Because it's very powerful. It's very powerful. That your mind can do more than your physical body. What physical body can do is limited. What mind can do, yeah. Mind will probably, you know, all so much problem now we are having now, all every corner of the world, driven by mind, different kind of mindset. Millions of people deeply touched by Mother Teresa, not by her body, her mind. Many people. Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, there's many great people, His Holiness Dalai Lama. But if that mind turns into negative, yeah, millions and millions of people lose their life, their livelihood, their life, their peace of mind, their family gets scattered all over the world because of the different kind of mindset. That's why Shanti Deva leveled his mind is like elephant. It's so powerful, so powerful. So now how to catch that elephant? I cannot catch your elephant. I cannot catch. If I can catch your elephant, I'm more than happy to do. It's not going to work like that. Each person has responsibility how to guard this elephant. Make sure that elephant doesn't get wild. If that elephant gets wild, so many people, life will be destroyed, you know. So, kune tsende taba ye semje langbo tamja na jigba tamje meju shings. So now the third line.
Okay, the same one.
Same?
Yeah, or the next one?
Same one.
However, if the elephant of my mind is firmly bound on all sides by the rope of mindfulness, all fears will cease to exist and all virtues.
What do you think about that line? All fear will cease.
Cease to exist.
All fear will cease to exist. What do you think about that?
Sign me up.
Huh?
Yes.
Sorry, I don't understand. Oh, isn't it? Oh, you must. Is that true? Shanti Deva was not asking you to believe. The historical Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, never asked you to believe. What he says, analyze, think. Total analyze, analyze. Don't just believe out of respect. Down the road is not good. Analyze. You have this marvelous brain. Analyze. Analyze. Oh. How to analyze? Not just one analysis is not good enough. When you buy a gold, in order to find the pure gold, what do? To find whether the gold is pure or not, you burn. And you cut. And you rub.
Rub.
Likewise, do the same thing to my teachings, Buddha said. You have to believe because I said. No, not like that. Down the road is not good because we, human, otherwise animal, they also eat, they sleep, they reproduce, they hang out, I think. You know, when you look at the squirrel, sometimes they hang out, they are chasing each other, playing, rolling out, as they're rolling down, just like hanging out. It's not just the very unique of human, they also hang out. They play, they probably get sad. When it's cold, they go somewhere that's warm. When they get hot, they go under the shade, you know. What's different? Different is this marvelous brain. If we can utilize this brain, if you can utilize, yeah, you will get enlightened. Then like, a lot of people will benefit it. Jigwa tamje meju ching so. The body does not know how to get afraid. Do body knows how to get afraid? I don't think so. Afraid of fear, just like generated by mind. So if you, what do you think about the third line, Jibatamja Mejishi, no? Gyawatamja, the last one.
And all virtues will come into my hand.
How you say that? How to make the sense?
Comes very easily. That's what you said last time.
You understand? Last line, you understand? You really understand? I'm going to ask you to explain to me. What is virtue?
You said good thoughts and merit last time.
No, not me say. What? don't say that. I said, no, that's not good. What do you think? What is virtue? So don't say the Gishigele said that. That's good. Then I will say the cat said, not me. Giva, what is virtue? For the sake of knowledge, you need to think. Till it makes sense to you, then you accept. Oh, it makes sense. It helps. Oh, that's no. Then you accept. Not because somebody says, oh, that's not good. What is virtue? What is virtue? What is virtue? Just think about. Is it hard to say something nice? Is it hard? No? Then why people are not saying nice things to each other? Is it hard to think something good? Yeah, of course, like, you know, when there's no problems, easy to think something good. What happens if there's some kind of problems? Then when there's some kind of problem, then you are desperate for positive thought. You are desperate for positive thought, but we don't have. No, so now say, they're saying in Tibetan, when the weather is nice, you know, not super hot, not super cold, just perfect, everything is going well, then we appear as a wonderful practitioners. There's no problems. When something goes wrong, then where is practice? Now there's no practice when something goes wrong. When your mind is about to destroy it by something happening, that's the most critical moment that you need something positive to think about. Oh, positive to think about. If somebody saying something negative, or if somebody give you a look, it's like day-to-day life survival. It's not easy. Every day something happens, so people are saying something, people are doing something, your friend is doing something, your friend is saying something, you are doing something, every day there's like a thousand different things could destroy your peace of mind like that. Unless if you're thinking, if you educate, if you train yourself to think something wonderful, any circumstance, whether it's like positive, you are thinking something positive. When it's negative, you are thinking something positive. Oh, so then your mind, your peace of mind has been protected no matter what kind of circumstance. So how are you to reach that? We need rope to catch that elephant. So Geva virtue means, in according to Buddhism, there's called three draw, body, speech, and mind. Body, speech, and mind. First, it happened here, just thought. It's just thought. Then, some people are trained not to react on every thought that arises. They just take time, they sit back, then think, they take care. Before it turns into action, they just take care of that. Some people just bust. Minute the thought rises, it just react right away. Some people, they take times and they look at the thought very carefully, then they make decisions whether they should act or not act, and they sit back, look at the broader picture, not just single pointed what happened right there, That's called three draw, body, speech, mind. So the more likely the thought will manifest only through physically, it will manifest in physical form, or it will manifest in the verbal form. Once it manifests, then it's a bit too late. It's already done. That's what it means, jiva tamse measures, So then think about it. Every fear that we have, we experience, it's hard to believe that nobody experiences fear. That's hard to believe. Everybody experiences in their life, one way or another, some form of fear you experience. Whether you are losing your loved one, close one, or your possessions, or your positions, or your reputations. There's many things that makes us, our life, vulnerable. Very little to the physical body, physical body can think, cannot think. The one that inside here, or here, or here, I'm not sure. Point here, or here, where? Point here? Point here, or point here? So that makes complicated. That makes kind of complicated. So then analyze every fear that we are experiencing now, that you are worried about, you are going to experience in the future. Just analyze. It's part of the mind. So then they are giving so much example, but here, you don't have tiger here, you don't have to worry about tiger. There's no tiger here. So tiger roaming around. There's no lion here, unless you are living like some part of Africa, close in the safari place. Then elephant, no elephant here. These are not relevant. In monastery, yeah, you do have to worry about elephant, because there are elephants living not very far from your, like only a few miles from your house. So you never know when you encounter them, you know. So there's elephant, there's some part of the world, there's lion, there's, you know, like tigers. And of course snake, you know, you have here a few snakes, not much, but in India you have cobra. Cobra? Oh, so have you heard of a cobra? Deadly snake, you know, very poison, there are many of them. So there are many, many things to fear up. This is very interesting. What Shanti Deva said, if you say, last Wednesday I said, I have fear of sleeping alone. Not on my bed, of course I sleep alone on my bed all the time, but in the house. House sometimes, you know, then you are afraid, maybe, I haven't done. Do you have same experience? Huh? Some kind of, I'm not sure, like evil force? Or like, how is it?
Interfering forces.
Interfering forces, evil forces. You know, so then your elephant is wide awake. Then your mindfulness is very good. Your mindfulness is very good. Every single noise you hear, your mindfulness is getting very good. It's not very useful, but you know, not very useful, but it gets so alert. You know, what do you do? So maybe you turn on light, maybe you close your door. If there's evil force, that doesn't help. Closing door doesn't help. Turn on the light doesn't. Well, maybe light might help. So hard to say. Light, no, the bright light might help. But anyway, so that's like an ongoing fear, because you know, sometimes Gigi Sambo goes, you know, 3 months out of country, then I'm just by myself in the house, you know. Could be cockroaches are making noise, or who knows. You know, so, but in my mind, it's not cockroaches, it's something else. You know. So I thought about, you know, I just think, you know, think. Then finally, I thought, oh, I'm going to die anyway. It's only a matter of time. Only a matter of time. Closing door, not closing door, doesn't matter. That's only a matter of time. That's a fact. So then I thought, oh, so just, you know, if somebody wants to eat me, just go ahead and eat. So I don't care. Okay, no, so that really helps. That helps me from overcome from fear. So now, when I sleep, you know, if nobody's there, I don't close my door. I just open, purposely open. You know, so that helps. That's part of the mind. No, not because I eat something, because I think. And like, a long time ago, also that, you know, what you call the claustrophobia. Claustrophobia? Huh? Claustrophobia. One time I almost get out of the plane, going to New Orleans. You know, that it's been there, because what happened, I think, like in the monastery, back in the monastery, there's, you know, many young monks, little monks. When the teacher goes to work, so what we do, we don't study, we play. We philophyte. Huh?
Pillow fight.
So then, you know, one grabs under the pillow and like hold there a long time till you can breathe. Of course, old boys, you know, that's what they do. Old boys do that. So probably contributed. So what happens when you get into the plant? Then you are thinking about the, oh, now you are in this piece of metal, so you have to make a decision now. Once you get in, you can't get out. All kind of mindset, like, oh, mama, elephant create all kind of little elephants. Then one elephant become like hundreds of them. And look around, you are the only one who's like about to die. When you look around, everyone's reading newspaper, drinking, you know, like coffees and talking, listening to music, but you are the only one who's like kind of almost like now choking. So that's finished now, that's finished. Fortunately, that's over now, because by thinking, not just reading mantras, reciting mantras, saying prayers, looking around, how people are stay in the same place that you are staying. What they do, they're just eating, drinking, listening to music, they're playing on the newspaper, talking about you are only there like kind of, how you say, like feeling of this.
Anxiety.
Yeah, so yeah. Then, you know, slowly. Now, no problem. Once in a while, back of the head.
Yeah.
It is like there, but not very active, but it's like, I said, no, finish. And so, you know, it got quite difficult one time going, that's like probably now, 20 years ago, going to New Orleans, almost get out of the plane. So then, one time, then one friend took me and another monks from Singapore coming to visit me. So they took us to Disney World in Florida. So there's one thing that you go under the tunnels, then you ride something, but in order to get to the ride, you have to line up the tunnel. There's no window, nothing. So me and him, we are going there, we reach into the middle of the tunnel. He's fine. My friend from Singapore, he's fine, he has no problem. So I'm now looking back and forth. Nowhere to go. Stuck. You can't go back, there's 100 people. Narrow line. You can't reach there, there's like 100 people in the head. What do you know? Now look at him, he's just wandering. His elephant is fine. My elephant is now going, kind of like getting anxiety. How is it?
Anxious. Yeah.
Same time embarrassed. Same time he's embarrassed to say. You know. That time, that, you know. So now fortune is gone. And it's all happening. What is happening in the mind is caused due to other things like that caused by this when we are young back in the monastery under the monks, they hold you under the pillow a long time. Maybe that kind of, who knows how to say, you know. So so anyway, so that's why here. All the fear, how is this, Amala, all the fear? The lines
all fears will cease to exist.
Mm. See how what happens? This is like not just catching your elephant. You know, you have mindfulness. You are being mindful. You have been mindful before you suck into something, some kind of negative environment. You are very mindful. You are very focused. Oh. So can you imagine that if you can? Okay, next 30 minutes. This is the only thing I'm going to think about. This is the only thing. Cute looking cat. That's the only thing I'm going to think about. That's the only thing. And you train, you look at that cat, and you train. You know, you close your eye. You are not trying to see from your eyes. Then you close, you're trying to see through your mental. Oh. At the beginning, a lot of struggles. Or maybe you see the pink nose, that's all you see. First you see the whole face. So you don't see anything, then you know, then you just make sure that your mind doesn't get out of this. Make sure you keep your mind there, even though you just see the pink nose. Make sure you keep that your mind there. So that's what exactly means catching elephant. The mindfulness is like, rope. Then you catch the elephant, tie. Can you imagine? Next 30 minutes, you can just think about this beautiful looking cat. That's all you're thinking. Oh. Whether you're in the middle of the tunnel, in the airplane, if you can just think one object. Now you don't need to sit like this, it's not like serious position. You can just lay down, you can just live. The mind, it's just thinking one object. Eventually that object becomes clear and clear. In the beginning, it's just glimpse. It's just glimpse. Just glimpse. It's worthwhile to spend time. It's worthwhile. It will help your mind. It will keep your mind calm and peaceful. Why it makes your mind calm and peaceful? Because you are focusing, you are concentrating. Oh. So please don't think, oh, I already heard this before, but it doesn't matter. Hearing.
Hearing.
Just hearing is not going to help. Just hearing. It's almost like reading a prescriptions. Oh, somebody can read prescriptions. Oh, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, before breakfast, before lunch, one in the evening, before dinner. If you don't take prescriptions, it doesn't matter how many times people read, there is no help. Right? It's like reading a prescriptions, but not taking actual medicines. Or maybe sleeping with the medicine in the pillow. Well, it doesn't help, you know, like that. I'm not making this up. Shantideva said, it's going to be like that. Reading of prescriptions, not taking medications. Just read, not taking medication. It's not going to help. You know, of course, there are like nine stages to develop, full capacity. So your single, your concentrations, there's a way to develop your concentrations based on these nine levels. When you reach the nine levels, that means your concentration is fully developed. So the first one, just to be here, be present. That's exactly what, be present. How? Focus. That's how, you know. Or maybe Gisela will say some mantra and everything will be fine. No, it's not going to be fine. It might help. So each and everyone has responsibility to take care of your own elephant. So don't expect that somebody else is going to take care of your elephant. Yeah, that somebody else can help you to explain certain materials and like how the instructions, how to do that. But fundamentally, then you need to put some effort. You need to put some effort if you really want to have a handle to control the elephant or focus. Doesn't matter. Cat could be cat. If you love cat, you could focus on cat. It's okay. Yeah. So you can't just look at that first. You have to see. Then in the beginning, just glimpse. When we need to put more effort and make sure. You know, then in the beginning, should not worry about clarity. All of that. That's not going to happen. Beginning, just to see, glimpse of that, just to see. Eventually, improve. Could be flower, could be waterfall, could be tree, could be color, could be anything. Just focus. According to single point meditation, they say that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. How I can tell? If you do, then you can tell. Not just somebody explained. That's not how you can tell. You learn somebody explained. Shantideva said, oh, like this and this, did this. Well, then your mind will be calm and peaceful. How I can tell? You try. You focus. And see. And can you imagine? You are just thinking of one object, single object. That's this beautiful looking cute cat. That's all you can imagine. That's all you are thinking. Can you imagine what would happen? Can you imagine? Eventually, the clarity has become better and better and better. Then there's no differences. Seeing from your own eye and seeing from your mind, no difference. Same thing. So then, yeah, many about joy will create it because their mind is so calm, so peaceful. Why is peaceful so calm? Because you are thinking one object, that's why. If you ask why, mind is calm and peaceful because you are thinking just one object. No more explanation, that's all. You are just thinking one object, that's all. Someday Jesus, focus, power of focus, power of single-pointed meditations, able to place all your attention onto one object, and able to think one, just one object. This practice will make your mind calm and peaceful, Of course, as a Buddhist, you use the holy image. You use not just cat, you use holy image. You visualize Buddha, There's multiple benefit. Another benefit is just benefit of recalling the holy object. That's secondary benefit. But that doesn't mean, so you have to use Buddha. You can use any object. The point is to focus. Well, I can say focus, but I don't mind to recite this one mala 108 times, but that doesn't really much help if you are not focusing. I could say focus, you are here, I'm here, we are all here. I could say focus. Meanwhile, my mind is in the flea market. Your mind is in the Costco. Doesn't really help, So there's each person has responsibility how to focus, concentrate. In the beginning, nothing is easy. If I say, oh, it's easy, that's a lie. That's not good. You will find out it's not easy, so that's not good. You should not say easy, There's a lot of benefit, that's true. There's a lot of benefit if you can do. There's a lot of benefit. So, you can use your breath. Inhale, exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale. Probably you heard this many times. Now the question is how many times you do? So you can use your own breath in the breathing meditation. Exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale. Each time when you inhale, you count. You do that 7 times. See if you can count without much distractions. If you can count, exhale, inhale, not in the finger, not in your hand, just in your mind. One. Exhale, inhale, that's two. Exhale, inhale, that's three. Like that, if you can count 7 times, if you can count 7 more times, if you can 7 more times, if you can count 21 times, that means you finish the first level. You complete the first level. What is that? Nangdu jobo, be within, be present. You learn and you're trained. Not just learn. You're trained. You're already trained in that way. You know exactly how to be within, be present. According to the teaching itself, if you can count 21 times without distractions, then you finish the first level. You are done with the first level. Second level now, how long you can maintain. Now then maintain, then comes the second level, how long you can maintain. Can you imagine? Just ability to place all, not ability, but able to place all your attention onto this next 30 minutes. That's all you're thinking, nothing else. Can you imagine? Why not your mind become calm and peaceful? There's no reason why not. Doesn't make sense. Because your mind is not calm and peaceful. Because why? Because there's so many things thinking of, so many things happening. That's why. So many different kind of mindset. Maybe there are so many meetings going on, so many meetings, conversations going on. So that's why. So then it will benefit you. Okay. Otherwise, I can easily read some new books every Sunday, and you get constant every Sunday. You get new information. What do you do? They become like computers, storing like many files, not used, like that. Well, so next time when your mind is like, you know, like any like types of fear that you're experiencing, so then, you know, this concentration, single point is the perfection number five. Perfection number five. Someday chishis, lo yitros. Someday chishis. Focus, concentration will make your mind calm and peaceful. Then the wisdom liberates. Wisdom liberates. Wisdom means knowledge. Knowledge. You have to have knowledge, not just mere faith. You have to know, of course, good. Faith is good, but that's not good enough. You have to have knowledge. You know, why things are like this? Why this was? Why this happening? Why that is happening? Everything is happening based on causes and conditions. Oh, didn't it? What it says here? So there's no need to read the verse. As I said, there's no lion, there's no tiger, there's no cobra snake. So these are not relevant. No longer relevant. Oh, oh. So then the go then number the tada jigwa tamja da dunga pa do neba sembe jigwa ino yangda yangda suwa ni ji tes tada jigwa tamja da all the fears all the problems, all the complications complicated the relates to the body, complicated the relates to the mind, all of that due to somebody. You see that road, the stanza.
Yeah,
all the fears, all the problems
will be bound by binding my mind alone, and will all be subdued by subduing my mind alone.
What do you think about that? Usually you think, oh, it's my neighbor. My roommate is the problem. That's all the problems due to my roommate, my friend, my family, my neighbor. Is that true? As I said before, you are so uncomfortable because your head is too tight. Your head is too tight. But you keep changing your shoes. This is not going to help. You need to change your head. Because head is too tight, that's why you feel uncomfortable. Then we keep changing shorts or shoes. That's not going to help. Or maybe, you know, thief came to your house. Thief came to your house, ran into the jungle. You're looking in the open field. Open field. You're looking wrong directions. Are we doing that or no? No. How many times do we think, oh, this is due to... When you say my mind, that's different. That's not you. You are saying my mind, right? When you say my mind is not you, is that you? Huh? My mind, is that you? Your mind is you or no?
Yes.
Huh? Then it's kind of strange that you say my mind. Do you say my eye? Not I, this I. Not E-Y-E, I. You see. Huh? Do you say my eye?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not this eye.
Ah.
Huh?
My eye.
No. Do you say my eye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is interesting. My eyes. That's interesting. I'm not sure what to say. Of course you say my head, my eye, my nose, my ear, my... anyway, so... Just read and don't accept right away. Think, is that what's really happening? Is this really what's happening? Or is just, you know, just some kind of like organized belief system that teach you like that? Need to use your own brain and analyze. So the jiva tamja dunga pa dunga simply jua inus yanda ni suan yanda suan ni jitens. So So now for the dhan, can I read one more? Please.
Okay. The perfect teacher himself has shown that in this way, all fears as well as all boundless miseries originate from the mind.
How you see things, how you see things? Do we all see the same things? No. Do we all experience the same things? No. Oh. Some people just see just pure. Some people see just pure. All this environment is like mandala, perfect place. And all the being inside, that's like dhaka, darkness. That's all this is. There's no impure. It's not based on race, tradition, culture, belief. Everything is just perfect. Tabaramjam. Some people do see just pure. Some people just see negative. Some people just see negative. That's all. No matter which direction they turn, they only see negative things. So now, is it just my perception? Is it just my perceptions, or is something really happening? I'm not sure how to say. How you describe your world? How you describe your world? Your universe? How you describe your universe? How you describe your universe that you live in, the world that you live in, your world? How you describe?
Could be your perception.
Huh?
Could be your perception.
Is that true?
Your view,
your perceptions.
Yeah. Your reality.
No, very good. Your reality.
Yeah. How you see it?
No, what we have this body, and we have these five senses. That's how we interact with our world. So now I'm trying to explain that last part of here. As I said, there's tons of problems here. We don't have to go all the way to hell realms. Who knows where they exist or not, I have to say. But there's tons of... Why I see things in a certain way, why I interpret things a certain way, and now the question is, does that benefit you? Does that benefit you? Why that's important? I don't care. It is important. It's important if you are looking for happiness. If you are looking for suffering, there are different stories. If you are looking for suffering, there are different stories. I'm not sure how many people out there are looking for sufferings. If you are looking for happiness, then this doesn't matter. How you perceive, how you interpret it, how you interact, all this matters because fundamentally you are looking for happiness. If that's the case, if you have interest, if that's the case, then how we see things, how this all, your reality, you need to analyze. We need to analyze our realities. No? And how many of those realities is something to do with the physical body? Maybe some, not many. So many of them something to do with the mind. So that's why the bottom line, Tibetan, I have mind, I think. American, you think. Asian, you think. African, you think. Everybody thinks. Unless you don't have mind, so then you don't think, you don't talk, so then that's like that. Yeah, so having a lot of problems sitting, standing now, eventually learn how to sit. So still not very good. So bottom line, if the mind is good, everything will be good. even though you are living in the cave, which is your wife, you are very little, everything is good. Living there, everything is good. Mind is not good, so then doesn't matter. You know, where you live, where you, what you eat, what you wear, doesn't matter, it's not good. Everything is boiled down on the mind. Everything is boiled down on the mind, that which we all have. Not just Buddhists have mind, and other people who are not Buddhists, they have no mind. It's not like that. We all have mind. So that mind, so it's like elephant. Oh. So there's elephant in the room all the time. Not just few times, once a while, or there's elephant in the room. According to Buddhism, there's elephant in the room all the time. That elephant. So that elephant needs to be kept, tied, in order to experience calm mind, peaceful mind. That's what we need to do. Okay. So I've said this many times. Somebody you probably heard. So as I said, it's not about hearing something new. It doesn't. Then that's why you read these books in the very beginning of this book. You read what Shanti Deva said around 8th century. He said, I have nothing new to say. Whatever I'm going to say is already been said. There's nothing new to say. If somebody out there looking for something new, this book is not going to benefit. There's nothing new to say. Everything that we need to say has been said. Oh. So, means this is how Shanti Deva deal with all his disturbing thoughts, how he deal with those disturbing thoughts, and, you know, comes into piece of paper. That's what it is. Oh. Oh, so that's why the chapter number 6 is the more page, because this is about anger. You know, the most destructive, even though there are many destructive emotions, anger is the most. So then Shanti Deva, thorough analysis, how to deal with anger. That's why the chapter number 6 has more page, because this is the most problem, one of the biggest problems, you know, dealing with anger. So, as I mentioned before, you can use your breath. That's the part, for beginner, it's better, you know, use your breath, because we do breathe in and out all the time. So you focus on your breath, okay? You focus on your breath, in and out. Then, as I mentioned before, you can also use your hand movement. Or you can do walking meditation. Samula, you lead every Sunday meditation here?
We just sit.
It doesn't matter. You know, Tibetan traditions, we don't do walking meditation. We don't do hand movement. We just sit. No, we sit. Most of the meditation is done by sitting. Say, as I said, what do you do while you sit? I have no idea what you do. Of course, there's something to do. No, some people don't even get their head. How is the head? Cannot the head to... Wrap your head around the house. How in the world somebody can sit there long period of time? What they do? I can't imagine sitting like that. I will do something. You know, I can even sit like few seconds. That doesn't mean you cannot. You can sit maybe a few seconds. You could sit 1 hour. It's your choice. It's not just somebody born with that or can sit like no. What we do when we sit? There are many things you can do. One thing, as I said, you can focus, concentrate, you can practice concentration, single-pointed concentration, this is one that you can do. One thing that you can do, as a monk, we do remember many materials by heart. What we do review meditations. We review the materials. That based on the size of the materials, sometimes there's like multiple materials that you go through. Easily take 2 hours, no problem, just sitting there 2 hours, no problem.
Meaning what?
Materials.
Meaning materials?
Material means the text. The book.
They memorize books.
Books. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Books. You remember books by heart. You remember. So you just sit, then you do review meditation. You just go through them, you review. No, so then sometimes you analyze, review meditation, analytical meditations. So then if you find something very interesting, you focus. There's single-pointed meditations for you too. crane of the bird, the crane, they could sit there a long time, but they are thinking food. How long you can sit like that without thinking about food? Food. How long we can sit like that, like crane, like food, about thinking of food? Probably not long. Isn't it? Yeah, so yeah, that's quite amazing. So that's why, you know, why somebody can sit long period. It's all trained. It's not just they are born with that. No, there's not such a thing. They are born with something. It's not like that. You know, there's like you can do review meditation, you can do analytical meditation, you can do single-pointed meditation, and you can focus on your breath. Next 5 minutes, that's how you can sit. Before, I cannot sit even 1 minute. Now, I can sit 30 seconds quite well. Now, I can sit 1 minute, no problem. Now, I can sit 2 minutes, no problem. Logically, it doesn't make sense. If you can sit 30 seconds, why you cannot sit 1 minute? Doesn't make sense. So that's how you improve. No, that's how you improve. So everybody has to put effort. Everybody has to put effort in order to make your mind calm and peaceful. I can only explain. That's all I can do. I can only explain. That's all I can do. I was explained by somebody else. I was introduced to those teachings by somebody else. So then each and every person has responsibility to read and think. Especially when things are going wrong. Especially when things are going wrong. Oh, that's a very important moment, how to, you know, not to become attached or cling, you know, so how to deal with those things. Oh, see, as I mentioned before, this is very beautiful, this is very nice looking cup. Isn't it very beautiful? Enjoy as long as it's there. When it's break, don't break. How is it? Don't break with it. Not worth it. Same thing, life, same thing. Friendship, same thing. There's no definite friend. There's no definite friend. There's no definite enemy. Everything happens due to causes and conditions. You know, today's best friend, almost you can feel like you can give your heart to that person. Because a few unguarded words, tomorrow that person becomes your worst enemy. That refers to everything. You know, worst enemy become friend, friend become worst enemy, stranger become friend, all kinds of things. There's nothing definite. Everything is, wonderful. So right from the beginning, it's very, very important. Right from the beginning, it's very important to have this realization. Nothing will last forever. Everything change. So then probably you enjoy the most. You enjoy the most, you know. Sivya Funzo, samsari, goodness, looks good. A nice clothes, nice looking flower. Oh, enjoy while there, and you know that after a few days it will be not there. You can't say it has to be there forever. No, that's not going to happen. So that's called realization of impermanence. Very critical to make your keep this life simple. Very important. Oh, the head. This head is going to be perfect forever. No, this is not going to be perfect forever. Sometimes it's going to get headache. Sometimes you'll get headache. Why? Because you have head. If you don't have head, you don't get headache. There are certain things that comes with some problems because you have those things. Nothing going to be perfect. You have to have this realization. Nothing is going to be perfect. Or even though this cute-looking cat, if you can get one of them, wow, that would be makes my life so wonderfully happy. No, that cat comes with the hair. Some point you need to cut nails. Sometimes you see what you call the white things. Why so many white things that on the hair? Sometimes you get hair. Huh? Yeah, sometimes it's very obvious on the cat and you have no wisdom what to do or how to clean. Then you take the cat with you in the shower room so that Ninja, my cat Ninja has all this, what do you call? So many of them, you know. Can't help, I don't know, maybe she'll take the shower so, with me. Jump the shower, the two big cats. No wisdom. So see, there are many things, everything, nothing comes with perfection. Everything, that's like friendship, anything, job, life. If you are craving for perfection, liberate yourself, free yourself. Before that, don't expect things are going to be perfect. No, nothing is going to be perfect. That's the nature. So just knowing that helps. If I'm craving for perfections, liberate yourself. That's going, everything is going to be perfect. So before that, don't expect anything is going to be perfect. Everything comes with problems, complications. So then knowing that, it's good. You enjoy as long as here, you enjoy, then you take care when it's gone. Don't break with it. This is just an example. Same like friends. Something happens, you say something, the friend says something, then you separate it. Don't break with that. You know? So you have a friend, you are going to have another friend. You know, so things like happen like that. Oh yeah. Anything, anyway, so like every day, the most important practice every day to learn how to guard your elephant. Oh. Yeah, elephant will tell you million different things. Elephant will tell you every single day million different things. Now you need to decide which one to listen. Otherwise, elephant will tell you million things. Oh, can you imagine? How many times your elephant tells? Can you imagine? That elephant that thinks all the time. If that elephant thinks only good, only positive things, all life is going to be much, much happier. But that's not the case. Elephant will tell all kinds of things. But you can control them one by one. Oh, this Stephanie, one of my the class, the center member. So I used to stay with her like 9 years. First I came here this country, I stayed with them 9 years. She said there's like some kind of therapist. She said there's all this noise in here head. So she said this is like kind of like mind training practice. She said you talk to those minds who are very loud and you kind of take them to a different room. Put it there. I'm not sure. So then you kind of mediate. You put like when you mediate there's two persons talking. So you put one person in the room, so then you talk to that person, then you know, maybe I'm not sure. You can ask, you know Steve. You ask her, so she said, sorry, I didn't pay much attention, you know. So, but she says, and then next time I did ask her again. So then it sounds more like, this is like modern therapy things. It's not like from the Buddhist book, but it's pretty much same thing. Same thing, you know, like you are kind of like sorting out all this noise. There's so many noise taking over, how do you say, trying to take over. For another one is talking so then you kind of like mediate between them and give them which one to talk, and which fast, which one's going to talk fast, and which one's going to be quiet. Then you know, give the second, they listen to both. So then, which one has better idea? So then, give that thought more opportunity to handle the situations, like painting a house, moving things. I'm not sure. Could be so many hundred different things, but there's always this noise. Always, you know, try to do something together. Oh no, no, this is the way. So that person, oh no, this is not the way. You should like put like that. So it's going to move straight. Then this is not. They like you can't. You become uptight with this idea. No, no, it has to be like this. Otherwise, the world is going to be end. You know. So that person say, oh maybe better. Or everything close. Like that, so many things. So the elephant needs to be guard, needs to be watched all the time. All the time, the elephant then needs to be watched very carefully. Watch. What kind of elephant the main elephant will produce. It's not just, it will produce so many different elephants. Huh? Guarding. So according to Shantideva text, beginning of chapter number 5, if you're interested, the book is there. Beginning of chapter number 5, read and think, please. Read and think. And then learn how to guard, you know, how to guard. Guarding this elephant is very critical for sake of your peace of mind, for sake of your happiness, to learn how to guard this elephant. Very, you know, important, okay? So, not that difficult to learn, not that difficult. You can learn easily, you can learn easily. So now the question is, how to apply? How to apply? Okay, so it makes sense? Oh, I don't need to worry because I only think once a week. That's all I think. Oh, that's good news. Then you don't need to learn. You only meditate. Oh, Wednesday, I think. Oh, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I don't think. That's very good news. That you have only one day to work with your elephant, if that's the case. If that's not the case, oh, elephant every day. So then, every day, you know, just be mindful. There's no mindful, there's rope that you need, that mindful, just to be mindful before you say, before you do things, before every thought that rises, be mindful whether I should act, not act, based on the result. Not based on, oh, because I'm Buddhist, not based on that, based on the result. Result. Oh. If that bring positive result, good result, that Lord, you benefit, that benefit, good things. It brings destructions. You need to sit back, think very carefully, very clearly, think, because the result will be destructions. Destructions. Oh, no good. No good. Oh. So see, like this, wonderful environment, laughing, eating, second, turned into miserable. Second, within second, somebody says something, within second, the whole atmosphere turned into negative. Did it happen to you? Oh, it happened to me. Like just few words you say, everything turned into negative. What happened? Yeah, the elephant. You didn't guard the elephant, that's what happened. Oh. Yeah, so all my friends, you know, including myself, I'm trying all my best, including myself, all my friends, guarding your elephant. That's why all these books, there's 300 books, something like this, all these books have been written, help us how to guard our mind, how to guard our elephant. Oh. If you can do that, that's all you need, nothing more, nothing less. You don't have to level yourself as a Buddhist. You don't have to level yourself as a Christian. You don't level yourself as a... You don't need any level. Because you are doing well. Why you need level? You don't need level. Oh, okay. So, yeah, with that, so I'll stop. Sorry. So now, God, let's be excited. So, time's very fast. Yeah, so... Yeah, Namula.
Okay. So,
sorry, because time is way past. 12:14.
Okay, go to.
Thank you for bearing with me.
Let's see. Should you? Let's go to page 191 and. say the praises to the 21 Taras as advised by Lama Zopa.
Yeah, you are welcome to stay, and if you are tired, so please, you can leave, so we will be fine. We'll be fine. We're not going to be, offended. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you are free to, if you stay in the health centers. No, so, but you don't feel like you really have to stay, okay? Huh?
From your sublime abode as the Potala, Otara, born from the green-letter tongue, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, Otara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. Oh, my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara sift heroic, our sight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Sivers, true bone lotus, homage she whose face combines a hundred autumn moons at fullest, blazing with thy rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned, giving effort, austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage, worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Brahma Mark, and by the host of spirits, corpses, gandavas, yakshas, homage with their tre and pe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right, and blazing in a raging fireplace, homage to the very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three jomuja, light ray masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, merciful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with their home signs, saving from their brief misfortune, homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on onimus mushan, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal, Hamashim with wreath ablaze like, eon deadening fire abiding, rush that left and joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, Hamashim who strikes the ground with, her palm and with her foot beat, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, Hamashim happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil, Hamashim with joy surrounded, tearing foes bodies asunder, priestess whom in knowledge mantra, arrangement of their ten letters, homage to a received letter, of the shape of syllable whom, five foot sampling shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand, the hammock moon of Devalek form, with white spoken Kantara and Pei, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings, and the king arouse to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels their dreams and conflicts, homage she used to eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaisara and Tutare, she dispels of your contagion, homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, dress of the spirits yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today, these praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. In the prayer of benefits on page 190, whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And then page 246 and 247 for a dedication. And this is from the book that Geshe-la was quoting, Master Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I remain to dispel the miseries of the world.